94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Two special guests in the studio today to talk about the premiere of a very, very popular show on TV, Saints and Sinners. Oh, the conflicts of a Baptist church in small town Georgia. With me today, Keith Robinson, singer and actor. You remember him from This Christmas and Dreamgirls and so many other shows. How you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great. Thanks
good
for
to
having
see
me.
You today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And my good friend Vanessa Bell Calloway, who I tell you, I don't know what it is you're doing, girl, but I look at you and I see that same little girl who broke up Jesse and Angie and, and probably the most elegant African princess ever. You would have fit right up in there with Black Panther.
Girl, first there was Zumunda.
Should have had you in there.
Hey,
you know
Pat, good to see you as always, sweetie.
It's great to see you guys. Vanessa and I talked about the show last year. You were just about to direct then.
Yeah, that was the second. Well, Pat, you're so kind. You always have us to promote the show. But yeah, last season we talked about my directorial debut on episodic television. Was my directorial debut, but for episodic television. And this year I directed two episodes.
That's awesome. Yeah. What's the hardest thing about directing?
When you have to be in it, direct yourself on a fast schedule that we do. Because we're a low-budget show, we don't have a lot of takes. We don't get a lot of time. So you have to direct your actors, direct your cameras, direct yourself, get all the points, make sure you're telling the story points that the producers and the writers want. And it gets to be a lot at the same time.
Stubborn actors.
Yeah.
Well, no, Keith was...
Keith stubborn was actors are a problem.
Yeah. They are.
But Keith, talk a little bit about the plot of this show and some of the drama that's going on. And, you know, I think that these church dramas are becoming very popular. I don't know if people are just realizing there is drama in the life of people. Don't come from heaven every
There's
day
always been
to go
drama
to church.
Yeah.
I think with our show, the church is the backdrop. It's really just about the drama of life. I mean, it starts off in the church, but we all have real life problems and we happen to go to the same church. But every character has a very up and down, crazy storyline. So it's a wild ride. People take the different characters, I think, depending on what's going on in their, their character.
Yeah, it depends on who you kind of like associate yourself with or you see yourself or people that you know. But
we all need prayer, though.
Yeah. But I call it sinning the most sinning because ain't nobody got
ain't
a saint. Saints.
Ain't no saints there.
Lord Jesus. Mm-mm.
It's a great array of talent. You got some really incredibly talented people on this show. And the women, what a range of characters. Mm-hmm. I just love it.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, and for me, it's really nice to be, you know, the lead of a drama like this, a nighttime drama. Because, you know, back in the day, women, let alone Black women, you were never number one on a call sheet. So that's been an honor, you know, and just and a great learning experience, too. And it's a privilege, so that's been very good. And Donna Bristol, who plays my mother, oh my God,
she's amazing.
She's Lady Bird.
Baby, she
not to mention
no
how
joke.
Beautiful
oh, she's
and
gorgeous.
Gracious
yeah.
she
she's
is,
gorgeous.
Too.
She's so beautiful, but she's no joke. So it's a nice variety of women and men and characters, which is it's a nice balance.
Yeah, it really is. Talk a little bit about some of the other cast members that you get a chance to work with on the show.
Well, of course, the legendary Clifton Powell.
Oh God, yes.
He's at his best. Doing his thing as Rex. J.D. Williams, who you might remember from The Wire, Trey Chaney from The Wire, Demetria McKinley, who actually plays my wife on the show. She's an amazing actress. And Jasmine Burke, she's a newcomer, but she's amazing as well. Who else is on the cast? Christian Keyes. Who am I leaving out, Vanessa?
No, we have a host of guest stars. This year, we have Robin Givens joined
Robin
our
Givens,
cast.
Yeah,
I saw
she's
her.
Really
she's
nice. Amazing. Yeah.
That was very nice to get a chance to work with Robin and David Banner.
David Banner,
He plays our preacher.
Pastor Green and Kiki Wyatt.
Yeah, a lot of talent there. What can we expect to happen in this new season? I know that you can't reveal a lot of things, but there's got to be something you can tell us.
Well, you got to remember that it kind of picks right up where it left off last year. So last year's no secret. You know, my son, Trey Chaney, Kendrick, we found out that he was my son, and we find out that he killed my son that was a little junior who had been dead since he was a teenager. We find out that his brother, who we didn't know was his brother, I didn't even know my son was alive. And then my mother, being the biatch she is, she buried that boy alive.
She did.
At the end of the season last year. So it all kind of starts from there, you know, where we see that Kendrick Corsi's going to get out. We're going to find out what happened with that. And we just find out more about, you know, my daughter Christy's having more of a breakdown because she tried to kill herself last season and she survives, obviously. Keith's character is dealing with the whole pregnancy issue of his wife.
Right.
You know, he's busy.
I got
postpartum depression.
Issues. Yeah, he got really infidelity issues. Yeah, he got lots of issues.
We got two of the members of the cast of Saints and Sinners with us today, Vanessa Bell Calloway and Keith Robinson. New season starts this Sunday, April 8th on Bounce, and we're excited about the return of the show. And I'm wondering how you make your presence felt in a marketplace that is so full of so much content now. I mean, everywhere you turn, there's shows that I never even heard of before that are popping up. Yet yours, which some people say is hard to find, has really attracted a lot of viewers. Talk a little bit about the viewership you've got.
Well, I think one thing that is helpful is that what I learned doing this show, which I didn't know before, is that 90% of black households don't have cable. So because our network can be found on regular TV, and then in some markets it can be found on cable, like black folks are finding it because a lot of black folks don't have cable. And because it's a black, kind of like a nighttime soap opera drama, people are just kind of gravitating to it because it's juicy and it's good. And to your question about all this content, I think that that's something that everybody's discovering. How do you make your show stand out with all this content? How do you do it? And I think everybody's in a discovery type of mode because there's so much on. Just like you, I see so many shows and so many actors that I've never seen before, you know. And marketing is a big part of it. I wish we could do more marketing, more cross-marketing, because we beat out cable stations when we're on. We beat out TV One, you know. So if our network could put more money into the show, I know that it would even be more successful.
And that's something that could happen, I'm sure, you know, as the show becomes more successful as it has done. And the other thing is, you know, just the opportunity, I think, with all of these different shows and different networks now, there's so many more opportunities for people to work. Yeah. And that is one thing I absolutely love, seeing a lot of the actors that, you know, I feel have talent and don't get enough coverage, like some people in this room, I might add.
Right.
You know, indeed. I think that that's a great thing. You guys are staying pretty busy these days, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's good. It is a lot of more channels to kind of, you know, put more material out there. So it's a good thing. I think it's a yin and yang type of thing.
Yeah, like the yin and yang is like you said, how do you keep your presence known? Yeah. How do you compete? But the good thing is people are working, you know. Yeah. And so I would rather have the latter problem, like how do we stand out, than the other problem of how do I get a job?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So I think with good material and a good cast, you're off to the races. You give yourself a fighting chance if you have that. And I think that show has that. So I think people have kind of taken to that. And it is high drama. It's exciting. It's never a dull moment. I mean, all the stakes are completely high at all times. So it's definitely a roller coaster ride.
Who is writing the show?
We have a team of writers like everybody else that write change, rewrite change, rewrite change, fight, rewrite change. I don't think our shows, I thought our show was like different in that. But as I, talk to other people on other shows, we're no different than everybody else. Changes come at the last minute. Rewrites are always constant. You know, subject plots, people, you know. It's like
you don't know that
show.
Far ahead, really, what's going on, do you?
Oh, you have an outline.
Yeah.
By the time you get to the tape and hit the mark,
it can be totally
changes.
Different. It can be several changes. Yeah. It can be anything.
Yeah, which means you have to always be on your toes and be ready for all that.
Yeah.
Well, I know the two of you guys stay pretty busy doing lots of things, and I just want to catch up on what else is going on with you. How about you, Keith?
Well, I'm a musician as well, so I'm always on the road spotting. I have a new album out right now called Love Episodic, which is out now. The new single, Never Be You, will be out a couple weeks. So I'm always busy doing music and writing my own projects and so on and so forth, and just trying to jump in the nearest major movie blockbuster.
Yeah, I hear you. What about you, Miss Vanessa?
I have a few independent movies coming out later this year or this summer. A couple I'm really excited about. Vengeance is one of them. It's kind of like one of those
The title already.
Yeah, it's a black teen horror movie, but I hear it really came out good, and I'm really excited to see that. And then I did a movie that Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn are in called Dragged Across Concrete, which was a very deep movie, and another one, Redemption for Universal. But what I'm really excited about is my one-woman play, Letters from Zorro, is coming back.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm opening this May 11th in like a month at Waco Theater, you know, Richard Lawson and Tina Knows Lawson's new theater, which is beautiful. It's a sound, state-of-the-art, beautiful new theater. Literally, it just opened this fall, and I'm going to be the second production there, May 11th, 12th, 13th, 18th, 19th, and 20th.
I got free tickets.
No free tickets. You got to support me, baby.
We got to support.
You got to support me, baby. Take a thing. Opening night's going to be $100. Keith, I expect you at opening night with reception. And then the other tickets are $45. Matinees I have two matinees on Sunday, the 13th and the 20th. We have a matinee at 2 o'clock. And I believe those ticket prices are like $35. But yeah, I'm really excited about that. And then I'm taking my play to Cleveland Caramel House, which I started. It was where my awesome. Beginnings are from. Yeah, mm-hmm. In June, I'll be doing Letters from Zurich at Caramel House. So I'm really excited about that. Trying to get it to New York still. Won't give up on that. Hey, trying to get it to New York.
It could happen.
It's going to happen, Pat.
You know, James Pickens was talking to us about Caramel and about all of the great people who have come mm-hmm. through there. And it's good to have a base and good to have that community of actors to
right.
really support each other yeah. and stay with it. And I know you guys stay busy with the family, too. What's going on at Regency West? I heard you guys are doing a women's comedy thing over there now.
No, rent from us, so I don't know. But, you know, we still hopping over there with
Taco Tuesday,
girl. Taco Tuesday's off the chain. Every Tuesday, everybody. Every Tuesday, Regency West. 3339 West 43rd Street, Leimert Park. But, yeah, praise God. You know, that's going well. I always say that's my girl's inheritance, that yeah. block. Thank
and
you.
I love that you're holding on to a little bit of Leimert. I'm telling you, we need to do
Are you kidding?
That.
My father-in-law bought that block over 40-something years ago.
Smart man.
I'm so happy that he did. I'm so proud of him because, you know, now we have generational wealth. I mean, it's not me. It's not about me. Me and my husband. You and my husband, we run it, but it's about my girls. They've got generational wealth. So I'm really proud that my father-in-law had the foresight to do that, and it's thriving, and everything's going really great.
Yeah, Keith Vanessa told me once that, you know, they had to talk with the girls. Oh. You will never sell this.
No, you will never sell.
Yeah.
No,
you will never sell.
You will never sell.
Yeah.
Nothing. In-laws bought.
They'll appreciate that advice, though, later on.
They get it.
Yeah, they're good girls.
That's how they're going to send their kids to college. So
hello.
Don't be crazy now.
We are looking forward to Love Episodic. I'll be checking that out. I would hope you're going to like make sure we get to hear that and
absolutely.
See if we can help you with that a little bit.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Certainly to Vengeance and Dragged Across Concrete. But most importantly, I cannot wait till you bring Zora back in May. May 11th,
Waco opening theater. Night. May 11th, 12th, 13th, and the 18th, 19th, 20th at Waco, where art can occur. Richard Lawson and Tina Knowles Lawson's their beautiful theater in the Valley.
It's going to be wonderful. And this Sunday, April 8th, on Bounce. Do not miss the return of Saints and Sinners. You can find it on brownsugar.com. It is also on Spectrum. And we're going to get to the bottom of this Bounce thing. Make sure we can bounce around so people can see it a whole lot
right.
more.
Right.
Indeed.
But I want to thank you guys for stopping by this morning, getting up early and coming down and hanging out with us.
Thanks for having us, Pat. You're always so supportive. Appreciate
Absolutely.
You.